Physics 3 Revision Part 2. Using Physics to Make Things Work. Centre of Mass. The centre of mass of an object is the point at which the mass of an object is thought to be concentrated. If freely suspended, an object will come to rest with its centre of mass directly below the point of suspension. The centre of mass will also be found on any lines of symmetry of the object. To find the mass of a thin, irregular sheet of material, suspend it from one point and use a plumb line to mark a vertical line. Suspend it from another point and use the plumb line again. Where the two lines meet will be the centre of mass. This is because, when freely suspended, the centre of mass will always be beneath the point of suspension. For a simple pendulum, the period of its motion, that is the time taken for it to complete one cycle, is equal to 1 over the frequency of the object, frequency measured in Hertz. The time period depends on the length of a pendulum. The longer the pendulum, the longer the period. Moments. The turning effect of a force is called the moment. The size of the moment is given by the equation M equals F times D, where M is the moment of the force measured in Newton meters, not newtons per meter, just Newton meters, capital N, lowercase m. F is force measured in newtons, and D is the perpendicular distance from the line of action of the force to the pivot, measured in meters. If an object is not turning, the total clockwise moment must be exactly balanced by the total anticlockwise moment about any pivot. This can be summarized by the equation anticlockwise moments equals clockwise moments. You may be asked to calculate the size of a force or the distance at which it acts. Either way, you will be given 3 out of the 4 pieces of information, and using the aforementioned equation, substitute in the numbers that you know, rearrange and solve for the unknown. Levers can be thought as the most simple of machines, and they act as a force multiplier. Force multipliers work on the principle of moving a large distance with a small force, resulting in a large force moving a small distance. A pair of scissors can be considered as two levers working together. If you want to cut something that is particularly hard, you should place it close to the pivot point. If the line of action of the weight of an object lies outside the base of the object, there will be a resultant moment and the body will tend to topple. To reduce the chances of this happening, objects that need to be stable should have a wide base and a low centre of mass. Hydraulics. Liquids are virtually incompressible, and the pressure in a liquid is transmitted equally in all directions. This means, if a force is exerted at one point on a liquid, it will be transmitted to all other points in the liquid. The use of different cross-sectional areas on the effort and load side of a hydraulic system, think piston, enables the system to be used as a force multiplier. Again, we can apply a small force over a large distance, resulting in a much larger force over a small distance. The pressure in different parts of a hydraulic system is given by P equals F over A, where P is the pressure in pascals, F is the force in newtons, and A is the cross-sectional area in meters squared. Circular motion. When an object moves in a circle, it is continuously accelerating towards the centre of the circle. This acceleration changes the direction of the motion of the body, but not its speed. The resultant force causing this acceleration is called the centripetal force, and is always directed towards the centre of the circle. The centripetal force needed to make an object perform circular motion increases as 1. The mass of an object increases, 2. The speed of the object increases, and 3. The radius of the circle decreases.